All right, let's start this week off with Pam and Lorraine. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. And after we're through, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Pam, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. What type of animal is Fozzie of Muppets fame?
Oh, shoot. I have no idea. I can picture him, but I don't know. Is it a bear?
Question two. In what store would you exclusively find the Kirkland brand?
Costco.
Question three. Nobody puts baby in a corner is a classic movie line from what movie?
Dirty Dancing.
Question four. It's the 50th state to join the union.
Oh, I have no idea. Hawaii?
Final question. It's the most famous painting in the Louvre. It was once stolen from there back in 1911.
Oh, I have no idea.
Don't even want to guess a famous painting?
Like Mona Lisa or something.
All right, Pam, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Pam, how well do you think you did today?
I don't know, maybe 3?
Pam thinks she got 3 correct, Alyssa.
3?
She thinks she got 3 correct.
Did she actually get 3?
Pam went 5 for 5.
What?
No, I didn't. Did I?
I believe she lucked herself in.
I think I did.
To 5 questions correct. So the pressure is on, Alyssa. You need all 5 of these just to tie Pam today and avoid the loss.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm not going to score you through this, so I'm just going to run through the 5 questions. At the end, we'll figure it out, okay?
All right.
Question one. What type of animal is Fozzie of Muppets fame?
He's a bear.
Question two. In what store would you exclusively find the Kirkland brand?
Costco.
Question three, nobody puts baby in a corner is a classic movie line from what movie?
Is it Dirty Dancing?
Question four, it's the 50th state to join the union.
Hawaii?
Final question, the most famous painting inside the Louvre, it was once stolen from there back in 1911.
The Mona Lisa?
Alyssa just went 5 for 5.
Well, wow. I did not think that I got all of those.
Yeah, right. That's how I felt.
I have never heard 2 people more unsure of their answers than this game today.
Oh,
like, seriously.
Really sounded the same.
Every single answer was in the form of a question from the 2 of you.
Right.
Like, it's amazing. And you both went 5 for 5.
I really was not sure on, like, most of those.
Right. Same.
All right. Hey, it's Monday. We're a little tired and brain dead. That's all right.
Hey, 5 for 5 for both of us. I'll take it.
Woo, right.
Pam, thank you so much. We have some fantastic prizes for you. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Great. Thank you. My name is Pam. I just aced Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Stephen Garfield is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, all.
I have your 5 questions. After we are done playing this game, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Let's go, Steve. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Question one. Jeff Probst is the longtime host of this reality show.
Reality show. Jeff Probst. Oh, damn. I have no clue.
Question two. Joel and Benji Madden started this band in 1996.
1996? Oh, you're giving me tough ones today, Bill. Pass on that one. I don't know.
All right, let's see if you rebound here in the last 3. The name of the hit Netflix show starring Penn Badgley as a stalker serial killer.
Oh, my Jesus. I'm striking out, Bill. I have no idea what that one is either.
Didn't watch that one?
No, I don't. I sit home with babies all day. I watch kid stuff.
All right. Moving on to question 4. These last 2 are more general knowledge. What type of court is on the top floor of the United States Supreme Court building?
On top of?
Yes, it is on the fifth floor. They call it the highest court in the land.
Oh, God. Highest court. Oh, no. Pass.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get you one. What is the only state in the United States to border only one other state?
Oh, my God. Mexico.
State.
I know. That's why I said, oh, I have no idea, sir. You give me, oh, my God, I struck out today.
I'm going to bring Alyssa back in here, but I'm not going to tell her how you did.
No. I mean,
all right, hold on.
I'm embarrassed.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
So you can laugh at Steven.
No, don't say anything yet. So Alyssa's sitting back down. Headphones are going on. It's Steven Garfield.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Miss Alyssa.
Not even going to tell you how Steve did. We're just jumping in with your five questions.
Okay.
These might be the five hardest trivia questions in the world.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Question one. Jeff Probst is the longtime host of this reality show.
Survivor.
Oh, boy. What? Oh, okay.
That's correct. Season 49 is starting soon, is it not?
I know.
Oh, another... my Jesus. 49.
Question two. Joel and Benji Madden started this band in 1996.
Good Charlotte.
Question three. The name of the hit Netflix show starring Penn Badgley as a stalker slash serial killer.
You.
Did you finish up the last season?
No. No, I didn't even finish up the season before the last season, so I'm a little behind.
You are correct. Question four. What type of court is on the top floor of the United States Supreme Court building? It is referred to as the highest court in the land.
I don't know.
That face you just made.
I felt the face.
It's a basketball court. They have a basketball court.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, they do.
Someone would have never guessed that.
I was going to guess tennis court, but that felt like too silly of a guess.
Final question. What is the only state in the continental United States to border only one other state? So, therefore, Hawaii and Alaska are off the table.
I don't freaking know. I don't know. Washington. It's not Washington.
It's not the state of Washington?
No.
No, it's not. Maine. You were on the other side of the country. You should have stayed on this side.
Dang it.
Final score today. Alyssa, you got three.
Okay.
Steve didn't get any today. So you had a really good shot of winning.
Oh, Steve.
Yes.
All right. Well, I mean, you can only go up from here. So the next time you play, you're going to do better.
Oh, I did throughout the week when I'm trying to get through and I play along listening to you guys. I've got a few of them over the last few days, 5-0.
That's how it always goes.
Then I mean, Mr. Bill, he get me with these tough ones.
Yeah, blame Bill.
Steve, try again some other day. We do have some fantastic prizes for you, so hang on, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys. My name is Steve, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.